You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Elizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. Happy Tuesday. Welcome to Tech Trend Investments. This is Elizabeth Powell.
And this is Joseph Grassa. Welcome, everybody, to another Tuesday. I was gone last week. I was away. I touched grass, finally. After a year, I touched grass. I listened to our own advice and touched some grass. It was absolutely amazing. Went down and saw the Dominican. Absolutely beautiful.
Yes, you're 2 weeks of the year. I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Well, 2 weeks out of the year, you gotta go touch some grass, and that's enough for me.
Yes. So it is March, and everything's been going as planned. as I've been talking about how things are going to play out in the economy, they've been playing out like almost to a T exactly. We're in that home stretch and anticipate having the markets back strong by May. So everything's like going exactly as planned, the way it's supposed to go. And if everyone looks at back tests and historicals and information and charts and like everything that happens in history, cause and effect, every single thing is happening exactly the way it was supposed to happen, like to a T. So if you're in the financial markets and you've been around, then you know. If you're new to financial markets, then everything's like a surprise. but if you look and you take emotion out and you just use logic, then things play out exactly the way they're supposed to play out. So that's what's been going on in the markets lately.
And we love it when things play out, especially when you look at the data and everything plays out and it's perfect. Even if it's a surprise, it's a great surprise when the market plays out and it does what other people are saying it's supposed to do. And if you listen in and you're listening in and it's still a surprise to you, it's a great surprise. The market's playing out the way it is. It's exactly what we expected. And like we said, like Elizabeth said, May's the time. Everybody's got to prepare for May. So I hope you've been touching some grass and really relaxing and taking some time to yourself, see your family, see your friends. And really just enjoying yourself. It's the time to do that.
Yeah. So, let's see what else has been going on. ETH is back up close to 21. It touched 21. And again, the cycles are, we went through the cycles August 5th through 11.5. And 11.5 through February 5th was the down cycle. Let's see. No, that was the up cycle. So we had August 5th to November 5th was a down cycle. November 5th to February 5th was the up cycle. February 5th to May 5th is our current cycle that we're in. And then we anticipate an up cycle back in May again. Everything is taking place. The Fed met. They did exactly what everyone anticipated. The rate stayed flat. They anticipate that the Fed probably won't make rate cuts till mid-June. But there's something else coming up this year that is causing the markets to, and it's optimistic that there's money in the bond market that's going to be bought back. So that's what's part of what's playing out right now, too. And then we have like all these different things playing out. Tariffs are being reduced, and then we anticipate deficit going down. So like everything is happening exactly the way it's supposed to. So we had rallies in the stocks and bonds. We had rallies in crypto on anticipation of everything going the way it's supposed to go. And then May is the target. So that's the financial part. Last week, you probably had to listen to the intro to catch the financial part, but I talked about it around 10 or 15 minutes in on what we anticipated. And then the last couple of days, we had a rally in the financial markets. So everything like happened exactly the way it was supposed to happen. And so if you listened and you prepared for it, you probably made money in the last 2 to 5 days if you got back into the financial markets before the uptick on it. So that's the positive part. But Yeah, a lot of things have been going on in the markets. Different things are happening in the real world too. And we're in March. So we had New Year's, St. Patrick's Day. We have spring break holidays, Easter. Then we're gonna have May rallies, June, summer, 4th of July if you're in the States, and then coming into the fall. So 2025 is
Oh
gonna
my
fly
God.
down.
I don't even want to think about that. I'm
Yeah.
excited for it, but it's a scary thought that the years it's like it's almost there. Once the summer hits, everything moves so fast.
Next thing we know, it's gonna be 2026.
Oh no. I'm not ready for that.
No. So let's see some fun things that have been happening this year so far.
St. Patrick's Day, I saw a lot of green beers. While I was on vacation, there were a lot of green beers and stuff. I hope like I've there's been traditions. I know you mentioned a few that you do, Elizabeth, but there's a lot of traditions that I don't know about St. Patrick's Day still. Like what was it that you made for St. Patrick's Day? And that was fun too.
Oh, so you guys don't sell it? What?
And so in Canada, the roast we do for St. Patrick's Day is usually at the community centers around us. They'll host like beanbag tosses, or you count the jelly beans in the jar. Everyone wears green. But when I was on vacation for St. Patrick's Day, which is usually what we do, it's just green beers or green drinks, and that's really it.
Oh, yeah, that everyone does corned beef and cabbage. And so they said there's a saying that there is a bar in every single city in the States, an Irish bar.
Oh,
So when I
and
went to Ireland, yeah, I went to Ireland like 3 or 4 times. And so they had told me that there are in every single city. So there's in every single city in the States, there's an Irish bar in every single city in the States. And I'm like, no, there's that can't be true. So I like Googled a whole bunch of cities and looked and just picked a random to try and find out. And based on what I could find out, I was finding an Irish bar in every single city. So that was interesting. And
like a
then,
pub or a bar.
yeah, like a pub or a bar, just it's an Irish bar somewhere where you go to have drinks. And so, like, every single city in the States has an Irish bar in it, like a pub or a bar, which was interesting. And then the traditions, of course, in the States is corned beef and cabbage. And I was out traveling too, so I didn't get to have my corned beef and cabbage until like 3 or 4 days ago. It's a delayed corned beef and cabbage. So I had friends come over and visit with me, and we had corned beef and cabbage, their tradition. But yeah, it's like normally they drink Irish beer or do Irish car bombs, which is like whiskey and beer, and then celebrate it. And then all the bars have it. And it's a big event out in different college campuses too. And everyone wears green. So yeah, it's a big event everywhere. It's a lot of fun. It's significant. So, and I'm part Irish.
So it's
So
even
I
more
celebrate
special.
it. Yeah, I remember in elementary school having like a sticker or a pin that says like kiss me, I'm Irish, and then if you don't wear green, somebody could like punch you,
Always pinch you.
or punch you or pinch you, like punch you in the arm or pinch you if you're not wearing green. So yeah, there's a lot of fun traditions, but I think that's it's always an excuse to do something, right? So there's Cinco de Mayo coming up. And so then we're going to celebrate margaritas and Mexican food. My two favorite things in the everywhere. Mexican food anywhere is my favorite thing. And
Margaritas.
margaritas has been my late kick lately. So
It's a fun fact. I think I've maybe only had one, if not no margaritas in my lifetime.
oh my goodness.
So
Yeah, I think
that I gotta
everybody in
try.
California has had multiple margaritas. They have like happy hour. It's just like Taco Tuesday. Today's Taco Tuesday. So Taco Tuesday fun fact. Hi, Raleigh. Taco Tuesday fun fact is that there's so like the popular days, if you go out to restaurants or bars, the most popular days are Friday and Saturday because everyone goes out to eat and out to dinner and goes and celebrates with their friend. It's the weekends, has happy hour, right? So those are the busiest days in the restaurant industry. Sunday is like a family day where everybody goes out with their families or they go out for coffee or brunch or spend time with their family. And so that's another busy day. And then Monday is usually like a slow day because it's the day after weekend. So like most sushi places are closed on Monday and some of them are closed on Tuesday. And then Tuesday is like one of the lowest days in the restaurant industry where it didn't have any traffic at all. So they created Taco Tuesday to bring in volume, to bring in people to come and eat tacos. And so they did a special where they would do Taco Tuesday or Dollar Drink Night or special drink night so that because it was the lowest day that nobody came into the restaurants. Everybody went out Friday, Saturday, spent their money. They went out Sunday with their family. And so when Tuesday rolled around, the restaurants and bars were dead. And so to bring back life into the restaurants and bars, they created a special drink night on Tuesdays. They created a special happy hour on Tuesdays to bring people in and then created Taco Tuesday. So everywhere you go, like Tuesday is a big day for tacos and it brought back life on Tuesday nights to bars and restaurants. So like everyone would go out on Thursday because it's right before the weekend and they would definitely go out on Friday and Saturday and they go out on Sunday. Monday, the sushis would be closed and then Tuesday was a dead night everywhere. And so they brought in Taco Tuesday and that's what became famous for Taco Tuesday. Little fun fact.
Oh, I don't think so. I think California has it, but Canada, we don't even. It's like, I guess where I'm from in Canada, we don't really celebrate Taco Tuesday that often. I know other parts of Canada do, but it's not really too prominent here. It's like, where are the tacos? I hear what we always talk about Taco Tuesday, but I don't get any tacos on Tuesday. Like today, I had fish.
Because you guys don't have that many Mexican food places.
We don't, and that's a fact. I like fun fact. If I go on Uber Eats, it's all Italian, Greek, like Japanese places, sushi places, Chinese places, or pizza. That's it.
So there's probably like there's an Irish bar in every single city in the States. I bet you if I
Oh, there is one
searched,
in Canada.
there'd probably be a Mexican food restaurant in every single city in, or at least 10, every single city in California.
Oh my God.
Yes. We love our
Well,
Mexican food out here.
there might be more than just one.
Oh yeah, definitely. Minimum of 10. Like we went out, all my friends went out last week to go, we ate Mexican, I swear, like every single day, except for when we had corned beef. And I searched, like, oh, let's try out something different because we always go to the same places. Let's try somewhere different. There were four Mexican food restaurants on the same block, like the same corner. There was like one, two of them next to each other and two across the street.
Oh my God. Are they all like, so I know I sound ignorant when I say it, but are they all the same? Or are they like some of them like takeout, some of them sit down?
Different kinds.
Yeah, okay. I was
Like
like,
taco places or just like casual Mexican food, and then like
okay.
formal Mexican food where you go and you sit and it's like a full restaurant and everybody like goes there just for dinner and that kind of stuff. And then there's casual takeout places and but yeah, it's kind of funny.
I think there's got to be one of like a poutine place in Canada. That's like it's like the same thing. We get poutine everywhere. You guys get Mexican food everywhere.
All right. And I've never tried poutine, so never, ever, ever, ever have tried it. So it's one of the things I'll have to maybe. So it's a French thing too, or
It's
just.
French, yeah. So I think it originated in Quebec, the poutine, and then it carried over into like Toronto, and then all over Canada.
When I go to France, I'll have to try it there then
Oh, they
instead.
definitely have it in France. Oh my
But I went
God.
to France like three or four times and I just wasn't aware of it, I don't think. I didn't know any better. So like when I went to France, all you get is like bread, cheese, and fruit. Like every single place. And we talked about this. I kid you
We have.
not, everywhere I went in France, it's like Would you like some cheese, fruit, and bread? Then I go to the next place. Would you like some cheese, fruit, and bread? And then like their what is it called? Like continental breakfasts out in the States is coffee and like fruit and a muffin or something. Like that's like the standard thing. But when you go into France, like all the meals and especially breakfast is fruit, cheese, and bread. And I mean, they have croissants and all because like that's what everyone knows France for. But there's like all kinds of bread. Like it's just bread, which was funny.
I want a nice croissant. I don't know if I said that right. I hope that doesn't offend anybody, but I'm trying.
And espresso, like they had coffee, so they had espresso. That was a lot too. But can
they top the espressos in Italy? That's like that should be a debate.
Italy has really good, but so funny, like when you go to Italy, so being from California and Starbucks and stuff, like you're used to seeing like lattes and mochas and all these different variations of coffee. But when you go to Italy, you don't order anything but espresso. Try and order a latte or you try and order a cappuccino or you try to order something like that, they look at you kind of strange. Like you just walk up to the counter and the counters are like all standing counters and you walk up to the counter and you just put down like your euro or two or however much it costs. And then they bring out the espresso and then you walk away. Like that's how you drink your coffee out there. Like every single place that I went in Italy, you like walk into the little coffee place and then you put it on the counter. They give you it to you and then you drink it and you take your shot and you walk out.
Yep. It's quick too. It's those the coffee shops in Italy are never crowded.
Because you walk right up to the counter, put it down, they give it to you right away, and you drink it, and you leave.
And you're supposed to have it fast, too, like, while it's burning hot.
Right? And you do, like, a shot.
Yeah, and then they have the pastries there, too. You'll have your shot of espresso, and then you can say, I want a pastry, too. They'll give you the pastry, and they come in, like, the paper wrappers. You just take that and walk. That's it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's quick.
I mean, it's so good. I guess, like, if you're late for work or something, and you need to grab a coffee really fast, that's perfect the way to do it. Or usually it's like next to a train station or something, and so you have to go in and get your coffee really fast so you can catch the train, or else you have to wait for the next one.
Italians are usually late for work too. That's a fact. So like
or the trains go down for maintenance or strike or something and you miss the train. It's kind of funny. I was traveling all over Europe, but I was in Italy and I was dependent on taking the train to the airport. And so, you know, like normally you leave 2 hours in advance, and I just got on the last train to catch the airport right before they shut the trains down. And if I missed it, like the airport was far away, I would have missed my flight and then had to catch the next flight. But they're like, yeah, you just got on the last train, all the trains shut down and they weren't going to be back on until like 8 hours or something. And if you don't take the train, it's like an hour and a half ride or something, you know, to wherever you're going. So
at least it's not as bad as when you got stranded in Greece.
Right? So Greece goes through its little strikes too. Greece, I was dependent on a ferry to get off an island. And then instead the ferries, because I've traveled all different seasons in Greece, but this was in November, December. So the weather was like beautiful and 70 and 80 one day, and the next day it was stormy and windy and the seas were just wild. But Greece goes on strike a lot, and they went on strike and no ferries came out, and I was stuck on the island of Tinos because I was going and visiting all the islands, and I'm like, okay, I'm gonna go to Tinos because I haven't seen Tinos yet. And it's a small island, but like if you try and take a small boat off it and the water is wild and rocky that you can't go from like Tinos to Mykonos because the water is just wild. You need a ferry. You need something a little bit more stable. And they went on strike for 9 days. And so I was stuck on the island of Tinos for 9 extra days. And I had a whole trip itinerary planned to get back to the States of going to Mykonos. And then I was going into Ireland. So, and then from Ireland, I was going to see Northern Ireland, then go into the UK and then fly back to LA. And 9 days of all of my trip got canceled. But it was great because I have travel insurance, which I'm on right now. I have travel insurance too. And travel insurance, I had to cancel all my existing because I couldn't take any of my flights or my hotels that I had booked and rebook everything. But I had to wait to find out that the ferries were coming back in, and I had to go down to the office that booked ferries. I'm like, okay, are they coming in today? Nope, they're still on strike. Well, we anticipate them coming in Saturday. Are you sure? Come back and check with us. Are they coming in today? Nope. For 9 days.
And the Greeks are always, it's like island time in Greece. And island time is like everything's like an hour behind, but in Greece it's like they're so lazy, and it's great. I'm Greek too. I can't, like, there's no bashing here. There's no hate toward Greek people, but like everything they do is like late, or they're so laid back to where things just don't matter. Something bad could happen and they're just like, yeah, okay, what's
Yeah, but
next?
they work so hard though. Like
They
during
do.
season, they work from like 6 a.m. until like 2 or 3 in the morning. And then they'll go out all night and then go back to work again because it's season. So they work so hard. So when they go on strike, they're doing it deliberately so that they can get better wages and stuff. And so I understand and have empathy. And like if I was going to get stuck anywhere in the world, being stuck on a Greek island is probably the perfect place to be stuck. But yeah. But they're so sweet too. Like they're so hospitable and stuff. Like when I came into the place that I was staying at, they had homemade cherry wine for me. And I got addicted to it. It
Oh.
was so good. Like they're so sweet. But the biggest thing that I needed when I was out there was good Wi-Fi, and the Wi-Fi was not that great.
Oh no, not in Greece.
So I had to go down to town and get like portable Wi-Fi and like a portable carrier for Wi-Fi. So it was like kind of like a Starlink, but I had to get my like a chip from there and a portable carrier for Wi-Fi, and I would burn through Wi-Fi so fast. And so I needed it for like this extra 9 days. Like if you're there for like a day or two, it's okay. You can deal without it, and depending on what you're doing. But I needed Wi-Fi, so I didn't have that. And but like it was like the most beautiful place because I was like waterfront too, so you could see the change in the weather. And when it was cold, the sunsets were amazing. They were like purple and pink and like hot pink and hot orange. And then the water is warm, but it was the contrast of the colors. It was so beautiful. And then the next day, the skies would be clear. It would be warm out. It'd be 70, 80 again. It would be absolutely beautiful. And then stormy again with winds. And then the next day, beautiful again. So, and then like just you could walk through all the towns, and they would close everything on Sundays, so they would take their time of rest. Or they would close in the afternoon from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. every single day, no matter what. You couldn't go to a store. You couldn't go to the grocery store on Sundays. You couldn't go to anywhere that was closed between 2 and 5. You'd have to wait for them to reopen again. But it was like the most beautiful place to be stuck in the world, right? If anywhere.
Yeah, I'd be fine getting stuck in Greece. But I
Right.
speak Greek a little bit, so I,
Yeah.
it's beautiful. It's beautiful. I'm still jealous of the cherry wine. That's like my
Yeah.
favorite thing down there.
Yeah, it was so good because it was homemade too. And so I tried it
Oh.
after I got off the island. So I finally got off the island. And when I got off the island, then I kept the leg of my journey. So I went to Mykonos next and spent my days in Mykonos. And then I flew out of Mykonos into Dublin and then spent some time in Ireland, like a couple days in Ireland. Went to Northern Ireland and got to see like all the tour of the Game of Thrones and hear the history and the stories on like what happened, the real stories that came from Game of Thrones. And then fly into the UK because I was flying out of London Gatwick, and then flew from LGW back to LA. Oh, I also got to see the causeways, which is absolutely beautiful. It's all slick, so I slid on the causeways.
That's dangerous. They should put
But
warning signs.
they're so pretty. Like they're absolutely beautiful. They're amazing. It's like one of my favorite places to have been. And then so I guess that trip was more like everything was beautiful. So it's like if you had adversity and something happens and you get stuck, instead of complaining about it, embrace it. You actually got that time to enjoy. Like that was my downtime to enjoy because I could have done nothing else. Like what was I going to do? Like swim off the island? Like I couldn't take a little boat. So you might as well like enjoy. Like if you're stuck, enjoy it. Like you have no control of what had happened, so you enjoy it. And then I continued my leg and got back in time in LA. But by enjoying it. I got to see all the beautiful places that maybe I would have been too rushed before to see and like appreciate it and take a walk and enjoy the island and see the change of the weather and enjoy the cherry wine and then see Northern Ireland and get to see all those sites that I wouldn't have had time because I would have been rushed going from place to place to place to going back. But this actually gave me that time to enjoy. Like, that's kind of like what the markets do, right? The markets were hot and heavy and everything's running and the markets are hot and there's lots of volume and prices are going up and it's go, 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 go. And then we have a pullback in the markets and a pause is like giving us that pause to enjoy life on the downtime. There's nothing that we can do. We're waiting for the volume to come back. When the volume comes back, then we'll be full throttle again and just run at full speed. But it's kind of giving us that pause. So instead of complaining and things out of our control that we can't do, we just take that moment to pause and appreciate what we're going through right at this moment and see the beauty in everything that's happening right now and get that moment of rest right before it goes full again and runs really hard and the markets go wild and we're working 24/7. It's giving us that moment to rest and appreciate and get ready to go again.
It's like time to breathe, time to enjoy. And that is like, yeah, like the ferry, right? You got 9 days basically, but in this case, it's a bit longer. You like enjoy it. Enjoy it.
Right.
Enjoy the cherry wine while you have it.
Right. Yeah. You still get to do all the things that I'm going to do. It's just so we're not running crazy and markets are wild and we're still doing what we're supposed to do. We're still working and building tech and making it better and doing all the things that we need to do. But it gives us that little breather and that little pause when the markets go a little soft and then they take off again, just like they do in all cycles. So right now, also in Japan, it's the cherry blossom time. So the cherry blossoms are going on in Japan right now. So like March is a key month for cherry blossoms. If you're traveling the world, you get to go see the beautiful cherry blossoms. Like I went to Japan in July and August, I think it was. So they weren't around at that moment. But right now, the weather's probably beautiful and the cherry blossoms are all over. So when you see those pink flowers, those pink trees, and all those photos everywhere, it's cherry blossom season in Japan right now. I was looking at the things that were significant for March, and cherry blossoms in Japan are one of them.
And you've seen that too. The cherry blossoms, they also resemble like hope or something. I don't remember exactly what it is, but all the signs are there. Like it's a beautiful time. And I don't know what it is, but it's the time to plan. It feels like it's that time. Like plan for something, plan your future, plan your life, plan what's next.
Well, it's like spring. So spring is spring cleaning and planting seeds and getting ready for the harvest later.
And that's exactly cherry, what
you did. Yeah, and cherry blossoms are now. So it's saying that Instagram becomes 93% pink right now because of cherry blossoms. Is that funny?
I'm not going to complain. I think cherry blossoms are beautiful. Like when you see cherry blossoms, like I think 90% of people who and this might be might not be an accurate fact, but like if you go in like the car community, 90% of people have their cars in front of like cherry blossoms. I don't know what it is, but they're so aesthetically pleasing.
Yeah, that's true.
Cherry blossoms.
Well, yeah, I haven't seen any out here, but I know that they might be East Coast. Are cherry blossoms in the East Coast?
I have no clue.
I haven't seen them in the West Coast. So other things going on in March, though, too. So Japan has cherry blossoms right now. Pi Day was 3.14. March 14th was Pi Day. That was before St. Patrick. So we had St. Patrick's Day. And then we have March Madness right now. So it's the playoffs of college basketball that's going on. That's big right now. Vegas is going wild. The beginning of April is the playoffs for March Madness. So March Madness is going on. So a lot of people are watching basketball. And then, so we had St. Patrick's Day, Pi Day, cherry blossoms.
Maple syrup day.
Oh, yeah. It's like, wasn't it today?
Was it? I thought it
Was it
passed.
today?
I thought it passed, or that was like March 15th or something.
Okay, yeah, there was like maple syrup day.
There's a day. There's
Oh,
a day for
the
everything.
Eiffel Tower officially opened to the public March 31st, 1889.
That's a monumental day too.
Yeah.
The
So
heart started getting broken that day, everybody.
they didn't get proposed to.
Yeah.
The day heartbreak started. So if you're gonna blame a day for a heartbreak, that's the day to blame.
Eiffel Tower Day. Oh, they weren't open in time for Valentine's. That was the issue. They opened too late in March. Just kidding. So, yeah, we're talking about travel a lot. So, can tell what's on my mind right now.
It's on my mind as well. So like before, like if you haven't traveled frequently, you might be like, "Ah, it's fine. It's fun." I don't know why I get the travel itch every time. And now I just want to go. I want to go travel because it's such a fun experience. And I
Well,
know why you love it.
that's why when it's a holiday, they raise the prices for travel on the holiday weekend. So like if you go to search for airplanes, if you go to search for flights, right? If you go to search for flights, we always say Tuesday is the lowest day on a non-holiday. But when they raise the prices, they can change the prices daily or hourly based on demand and supply. So like if they see a lot of volume coming into the websites, they can potentially raise the prices because people are going to book. So the times that people always book travel is when they are on holiday. So if it's like a holiday weekend and everybody's gone, like so it would be New Year's, Christmas,
Halloween, not so much, right?
Memorial, no. Memorial Day, Labor Day, 4th of July, because that's when everyone travels. Anytime there's a 3-day holiday. There was President's Day weekends in February, so people had 3 days off, 4 days off. And so like everywhere was packed. But people, when they're on vacation or on holiday, is when they book their next travel because they're in the spur of the moment, they're inspired, they want to do it again, and so they raise the prices during holiday weekends. So if you looked at air prices like on President's Day and you look at air prices now, the prices are probably a lot lower now than they were on President's Day because they raised the prices because they know everybody's traveling then, everybody wants to travel. And so they're going to book then because they're doing it spontaneously. And so the prices go up. But if you look at prices now and you try and book travel, prices are lower because number one, gas prices are lower too. And then, so if gas prices are lower, that means that fuel's lower. So jet fuel's lower. So the cost for them to run the airline's lower. And so they can fill the plane at a lower cost. And so the prices go down. And like when I was looking, I think I announced it last week or the week before, you could get flights to Hawaii right now for $112. So out of LA to Hawaii, you can go direct for $112. And it was all the airlines like American, Alaska, Hawaiian Air, Delta, and United, I think were all flying to Hawaii for $100. But the cost in Hawaii is expensive. The food in Hawaii is expensive, but they have cheap flights. So like right now you could fly to Hawaii. And then as I talked before, you can get timeshares for like a penny in Hawaii if you know how to get the right timeshare. You just pay for the escrow fees and the maintenance fees, but you can buy the timeshare that normally if you go to the resort, costs like 35 grand to 50 grand to buy it directly from the resort. If you go to the resort, they give you a timeshare presentation and then they sell it to you for like 50 grand. But if you go on the resale market, which is the secondary market, you go through a broker who just specializes in selling timeshares. There's some out in Hawaii that do that. You can buy a timeshare for a penny because basically what the person, they don't want to keep their timeshare anymore. They just want to get rid of the maintenance fee because they've already used it enough. They're not traveling enough. So they pay the broker to sell it, and then they sell the timeshare for a penny so that they can give it to the next person, and the next person becomes responsible for the maintenance fees. But there's a bunch of timeshares in Hawaii for like a penny right now, plus escrow fees. So if you go to Hawaii and then the nightly is like $300 a night, or it's like $400 a night, and you just get a hotel room. But if you get a timeshare, you usually get like a studio or you get a one bedroom with a kitchen, and you get the whole entire week for like $1,200 or $900, then that's a lot cheaper than $400 a night for a hotel room. So if you
I would
just,
do that.
yeah, so if you decide that you want to go to Hawaii, sometimes that's a good deal. And then there's also benefits. Like if you own a timeshare and you own in Hawaii, which is considered red time, it's like special time, you can do a thing where you called, it's called bank it. So like you deposit your week so somebody else can use your week. And if you own Hawaii, sometimes they give you 2 weeks for free to go anywhere else in the world if it becomes available for that 1 week because your week is special and everybody wants Hawaii. And then you can get 2 weeks for free. So instead of getting just 1 week, now you get 2 weeks instead. So that's the benefit of using timeshares.
So that penny plus the escrow fee and the maintenance is well worth it, is
Right,
what
and
I'm hearing.
that's your upfront cost that you pay, and then you'll get that. Sometimes they also give you that first year free in maintenance where you don't have to pay the first year maintenance. When you buy it through escrow, they give it to you for free because you're going to incur escrow costs. So sometimes they'll like pay for the maintenance fee for you on the first year too. So then you only pay for escrow, and then you can bank it and use it for like 2 free weeks instead of just using 1 week. Like I took a whole entire trip and I went to only timeshares and I went to the Caribbean like 2 years ago, 3 years ago. And I did 3 to 4 months in the Caribbean of just timeshares. I went to like St. Martin, Aruba. Where else did I go then? I get my other trips mixed up. Bahamas. Yeah, I went to 2 weeks in the Bahamas. I went to 2 weeks in Aruba, 2 weeks in St. Martin. And that's 6 weeks. A week in Fort Lauderdale, a week in Miami, because you have to fly back to Florida to go back into the Caribbean. I think I ended up doing 8 weeks and it was all on timeshares. And so it only cost me $250 a week for a one bedroom waterfront in all the islands. Like in the Bahamas, I was waterfront on a one bedroom. It even had a jacuzzi tub. And then in
Oh.
Aruba, I was 2 weeks, like you walk to the beach. So it was like a block to the beach. And then in St. Martin, I was waterfront in a one bedroom with a patio, like overlooking the whole entire beach. It was beautiful. And then Fort Lauderdale, I was on the main strip because it was spring. No, it was in July, so it wasn't spring break for that trip. But they only cost me like $250 a week because I ended up getting timeshares that nobody could use. And so if you have excess supply, like Interval International and Trading Places and all these other ones will give a week of a timeshare because somebody banked it, nobody claimed it, nobody used it yet. And so they resell them really cheap because if not, it's just going to sit vacant anyway. And so they'll sell them for like 250 for the whole entire week. And normally, like they're 250, 400 a night, and you get the whole entire week for 250. So I ended up doing 8 weeks like 2 or 3 years ago on that. And then my last trip, I did 4 months in the Caribbean with like 250 to 500 a week on the same type of thing.
But if I could pay 250 to like 400 a week, but let alone a night to
Is
go
a
like
week.
anywhere, that's well worth it. So
Oh
do
yeah,
you get
especially if you
any?
get flights for $100 and
Oh.
then like because I got first class flights from Miami into, I think it was Miami or Fort Lauderdale, into the Bahamas, and I was on a first class flight and I got it for 110
How?
because I can find the lowest fare with the bots.
I know, I
We have
know.
the bots. We have the AI bot. So AI bot is basically an AI searching tool. It's using AI to find the lowest air anywhere in the world through all the websites, all the airlines, all the resources, all the discounts, and it finds the lowest air anywhere, and then it scrapes it and finds it and gives me the findings, and then I book direct. So that's what our Fly It bot does. It finds the lowest air anywhere. And then I combine it with a 250 week in the Caribbean. And then you don't pay any resort fees. You just pay because it's included in that too. Like normally, if you go to a resort, you pay a daily resort fee on top of it.
Yeah.
But with this, it's included. So like you get the whole entire week for 250, include your resort fees, include your Wi-Fi, You get a kitchen, a one bedroom, usually get a great view because they want you to have a good experience so you will buy into their timeshare. You don't have to watch a timeshare presentation at all. You
Oh, thank
can,
the Lord.
yeah, you don't have to. You can say no, thank you, and you don't have to watch a timeshare presentation. You can do it if you want to, but they usually give you something. But you don't have to watch a timeshare presentation at all. And then you just get to enjoy your whole entire week because they're discounted because nobody swooped it up. And then you get cheap air, so like you get a whole entire vacation. And just think if you had like four people, everyone only pays their air up and back, so that's like $200. And then there's four people at on 250 a week, so it comes out to like $60 a person for the whole entire week.
That's that
And you're
yeah
in the Caribbean, like you're waterfront in the most beautiful places in the world. And then like I was in Maui for a waterfront Maui, and those are the where I saw all the turtles come up on the beach from my
Oh.
balcony. Yeah, and it only cost me $800 for that whole entire week in Maui, and I got flights for $200 back and forth.
I think people pay $250 just to see turtles, period. Like
Right?
I think there's got to be like an amusement park or something where you pay to see the animals and you pay to see the turtles, but you never get them in the wild like that. And you paid 250 for the week
The
and you got
week
to
and they
see
were in
turtles
front of
on
my
top.
balcony. Yeah, they were all over. The thing is, Hawaii has protection laws too. You have to stay 100 feet away from the turtles. You can't touch the turtles. You can't go close to the turtle. You have to stay 100 feet away. There's like a law, a protection law. So it keeps the tortoises and the turtles healthy and it keeps the tourist away from them. And everybody's trying to take pictures, but you can't, like, you have to stay 100 feet away, which is great. So the turtles feel safe and they come on shore and they're everywhere, which is fun. There's even like beaches called turtle beaches where you go to specific places, like in Kona, there's a turtle beach. It's a private beach that people don't know. You have to get a pass to go to the beach, but there's turtles everywhere. And then in Maui, the turtles were in certain locations. They go to certain areas, but then they come up on the other beaches too.
And then in Cali, you guys also get squirrel attacks or squirrel ambushes.
Right, there's squirrels everywhere in California. We get free squirrel shows in California.
I don't know what's better, the squirrels or the turtles.
Right.
I guess to each their own. I think I kind of prefer the squirrels. Getting the picture of the squirrels, they're more active. They look more fun. They're energetic.
They're fast.
They
Yeah,
are.
they're like bunnies. That's why the tortoise and the hare, the fast bunnies, or the tortoise is slow. So you
Those are
enjoy
true.
the slow times or you enjoy the fast times? It's
I like the fast times.
an analogy, it's a metaphor.
It is,
Yeah.
but the tortoise always wins. The tortoise always wins. Slow and steady wins
Slow and steady.
the
And
race.
then they go back into the water and disappear.
Oh, if I could
So,
live like that.
right. So we hope everyone's enjoying the downtime and planning for their fun times for the summer and their vacations too. So we'll give like another market recap. I know we wanted to have like a fun, adventurous talk show tonight instead of always talking about the markets. I'm very optimistic on the markets. I see what happens historically. I look at the economic data. I see what cause and effect is happening. And based on everything that's been happening, everything's going exactly as planned. Again, do your own research, not financial advice. Whenever you go in to invest on anything, invest small amounts of money just so you can see what it does, or paper trade to try things out. Invest only $10, see what the markets do. I know everybody got super excited when we had lots of volume, lots of hype. Everyone got into the markets and they got in at all-time highs. But BTC was at 109 and ETH was at 4,400. And it's funny, is like when we're telling you all about ETH was at 1,600 or 2,000 a year ago, and telling
Yeah.
everybody to get in, and then it rallied and went to 4,600. And when it rallies and it hits its all-time high, then everyone goes in. But when it starts to have its pullback, which it's doing right now, it did for the last couple of weeks, then everyone gets scared and exit it. So they buy at the top, sell at the bottom, when you're supposed to buy at the bottom and sell at the top. But if you invest with only $10, watch what the market does, and then see the systems and the strategies and look at historicals and just see how your money fluctuates. Then when you start to see your $10 like dip down to $5, it's only $10 going to $5. And then when you see it go back to $6 and $7, then you know the market's coming back and we have volume again. So whenever you're investing in anything new, you're trying any new technology out, always start small. Everyone's afraid of missing out. They call it FOMO, right? Fear of missing out. So they all jump in with lots of money, hoping that they're going to get that big win. But we have plenty of time. You always have plenty of time. We're early to everything. Try everything out with only $10. Watch how it fluctuates. Watch what the charts do. Watch what the market does. Use your coffee money. Use your discretionary money. See what the market's doing. We anticipate we're still in those cycles. We have until like May 5th, May 6th for our next up cycle. And then May 5th will start the next 90 days of cycles. So again, do your own research, not financial advice. Have fun, enjoy life. When you have this downtime, take advantage of it. When the volume comes back in, we're full force, always working, but appreciate the moment that you're in at this moment too. Right, Joseph?
Yes, exactly. I definitely have. I know you have as well. I hope everybody else listening has and is continuing to until the market pulls back and inevitably runs up again. Not financial advice, do your own research. Consult your financial advisor.
Right. And you can also dollar cost average, right? So when there's pullbacks, you buy in $10. When the market's hot, you buy in $10. Every week, if you buy in $10, you're dollar cost averaging. So it will average out at a certain price. I think my dollar cost average on ETH right now is at $2,200. So like I had sold off when it was at 2750, I'd bought back in at 2500, bought back in at 1900. So if you like dollar cost average and you're buying in small amounts, then you're going to get an average price. And when it goes back to 44, you've doubled your money. That's the goal, at least, right?
That's not financialized,
do your own research. But in the interim, enjoy life, have Taco Tuesday, go look at cheap flights, find other ways to enjoy life. Like, fun things don't take money. Corned beef and cabbage, enjoy it with your friends. Go have green beer for St. Patrick's, you know, like Cinco de Mayo's coming up. Go have margaritas and tacos. Like make them at home if you want to, but have fun in the interim, right? Have fun in the interim. Find cheap flights. Take 10 vacations instead of one because you can afford to, because you can find it at a better price, but have fun. Enjoy it and get ready for the market pump coming up soon. Again, do your research, not financial advice, but
we anticipate
it's going to be happening soon. So here we go.
Here we go, everybody.
And we'll see you next Tuesday.
See you next Tuesday, everybody.
Bye, y'all.
You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Elizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.